Hey guys, Sweaty Yeti here with my good friend Aaron. Hi Aaron.
Hi Zach.
For those that you don't know Aaron, I've known her since high school. Is that right?
Yeah.
High school. Okay. And she is quite, if you think I'm a world traveler, she is quite the world traveler. She lived in UAE in Abu Dhabi for 5 years, and I believe you lived in Morocco like two years. Do I have that right?
Just one year.
Is there any other?
Yeah.
Is there any other living abroad situations I'm forgetting about?
I lived in Florence, Italy, for a year.
Oh.
I lived in Mexico for a year. And let's see, what else? And I did a research in South Africa.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And study abroad. It was like 4 months.
Plus you did the big AIDS ride in South Africa. Did you do that twice? Or once?
Yeah, I did it twice.
So you basically rode a bike across South Africa, right?
Yeah, from Johannesburg to Cape Town.
That's amazing. And when you were living in Abu Dhabi, you seemed to travel quite extensively. Obviously all around the Middle East, but other places as well. Yeah. What Middle Eastern countries have you visited since, like, when you were living abroad? Oman. You also have some big news too. You just gotta tell us about your big news.
Well, I have a friend that is helping start a university in Baghdad, the American University in Baghdad. So it's one of several in the Middle East and also in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to start January 3rd.
Oh, my gosh.
My contract is for 6 months. Yeah.
Wow. How do you feel about that? Are you excited?
I'm really excited, but what I tell people, there's mixed responses. I'm really excited. It's a great opportunity. It's kind of helping my friend build an English language program from the ground up. So I'm really, really excited about that, back into teaching again.
What have been some of the responses or questions that you're getting when you tell people?
Some were very hesitant, but a lot of them were hesitant when I said I was going to Abu Dhabi. And as you know, since you came to visit, it's pretty safe.
Yeah.
There's not that many problems or anything, but the picture that they have in their head is scarier than it actually is. So there's crazy things that happen everywhere. So my dad's pretty supportive. They know that I get really excited when I talk about it. So, and then others, a lot of my friends that live in the Middle East or have lived abroad are really, really excited for me and not as hesitant or, you know, critical. So it's interesting to see the different responses from people.
Well, I just added
an... It is a lot different than Abu Dhabi.
Well, I just added a new country to my bucket list now, so I'm going to definitely have to come visit you in Baghdad. I had just, when I did a tour of Valley of the Kings, there was this really nice Iraqi family that I was touring with, and we got to talking, and I was like, so how's life in Baghdad? And they basically said, like, things have been really back to normal and really stable and stuff for quite some time. So is that what you're hearing, or what's your general understanding of what life is like there now?
I know that it's there aren't nearly as many problems as there were before, and I'm trying to keep up on the news and everything, and it seems that there's crazier things happening in other places,
yeah,
in the U.S. So I think it's just the stigma that it has for people. But yeah, my friend's there now, and so we talk on Skype, and she loves it. She'd already lived there twice before.
Wow.
So yeah, and Afghanistan. So she knows. She likes the difficult places, or the places that really shock people.
Yeah.
But she says that the Iraqi students that she's worked with before and the ones that she's dealing with now with testing are very eager to learn, and just hungry for it. So, which is encouraging.
Well, you better carve out some time in December after I get back to hang out before you take off. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So 5 years in UAE, and obviously, like, several years in other countries, too. Like, what was your like, preconceived notions about it before you left, and then when you, by the time you came back, like, what had changed? Like, what's your takeaway from having lived there for 5 years? Just general, like, impressions and stuff, and, yeah.
Six and a half years, sorry.
I think it was 5 years when I came to visit, so maybe that's what I have in my head.
Oh, yeah. University, which, and I get to live in the city, so that was very different. Mm-hmm. Could see camels from my window, so it was a little different than the city of Abu Dhabi. Now everybody was just really warm and welcoming, and the students were great. The people were great. Abu Dhabi is a lot different than Morocco or Egypt. It's very luxurious, as you had seen.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, that was kind of a shock. I think I was expecting something a little bit more rustic. Like a mix of, because the only places I had been was, Morocco and Egypt and Turkey-ish. So.
Yeah. I would say Egypt's pretty rustic, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's just
probably the same thing that you thought coming to. A lot of my friends that come to visit me in Abu Dhabi, I think they're expecting like an Egyptian third world.
Yeah.
And saying that one of the richest countries in the world.
Yeah.
So it was not the little marketplaces and things like that, and donkey carts. It was Land Cruisers and Land Rovers and Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. When I remember visiting you, I think in the parking lot of your building, I think I counted like two or three Lamborghinis in there. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So crazy. Yeah.
Those were my cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there, over the course of like the 6.5 years, what was like the hardest things to adjust to culturally?
I think the
things that people back home kind of most think about is, like, I think it's due to a lot of, like, propagandization from movies and TV shows that really focus on, you know, like, all the negative, like, terrorism and stuff, because they want to, you know, they want to have, like action shows and stuff. So, but then when you're, I mean, based on my limited experience in, you know, coming to visit you and then being here in Egypt and stuff, it's like that just kind of melts away pretty quickly. Like, you just don't even think about it. And it's more like, where am I going to eat and what, you know, I don't know, like that kind of thing. It's just like, normal stuff that you would do on any trip. You just kind of forget about it. I feel like.
Right. No, definitely. I mean, I never felt scared mm-hmm. or anything. I mean, I think if anything, it was very, people were very helpful and respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I mean, as a woman, they, you know, people think that it's a dangerous place, or, you know, mm-hmm. women get treated like crap. But I mean, my students were very respectful. The people I worked with were very respectful. People in the elevator, the grocery store,
yeah,
wherever we're, you know, like overly things that sometimes you don't see even in Portland.
Yeah,
which
totally.
Is very friendly, you know. It's just kind of like the, hi, how are you? Good, good. You know, kids playing with you in the elevator or the hallway or
yeah.
whatever. So I didn't ever feel crazy. But yeah, they're always good to have in movies as the bad guys.
yeah, it's crazy, you know.
There aren't many bad guys, but there's just as many bad guys in any culture, in any
yeah.
country.
Yeah.
So it's not just them.
Yeah, it's really too bad that that all our most people's only exposure is just through these negative portrayals, like on movies and popular culture and stuff, and I wish and I hope that over time that there'll be like more, I don't know, a better understanding, because that's what I felt like. I, you know, walking around Cairo, I mean, I'm more worried about getting hit by a crazy driver than I am like some, you know, I mean, it's more like that than you know, but the people, I mean, I just walk around and I just make friends. Like, just tonight, I walked to Khan el Khalili, the Grand Bazaar, and just, like, on the way there and back, I feel like I made, like, you know, 15, 20 new friends, you know, people just stopping me in the street and saying hello and where are you from and all this stuff, you know, and then, like, just being very welcoming, you know, so... Yeah.
Lunch, or sit down in my shop and let's talk.
Yeah.
They may try to sell you something, but that's their job. And if you don't sit by anything, then it's still fine.
Yeah, and there's
to talk to somebody,
there's
know?
Been some of those interactions where, you know, that like a couple people have a bit of an angle, but you just, you know, you can kind of easily just like, you know, say like La Shokran or whatever, and they respect that. I felt like I got hassled way more in Turkey at the bazaar than I have here. But overall, I mean, it's super positive. And then there's just been a lot of people, I think they're just more like curious, you know, they're just like, oh, hey, Westerner, you know, these funny, like 15-year-old boys, were like, stop me on the, I was walking back to the hotel tonight and they're just like, there's probably like six of them and they're just like, do you have Instagram? We want to follow you on Instagram and we want to like blah, blah, blah. And like, and they wanted me to like, they taught me some Arabic phrase that was like supporting some soccer player that they really like. I have no idea who it was, but I said it on video and they love that.
Yeah. No, it's great. They're just, I mean, they're super friendly. And they're excited that you're visiting, you know? Because,
yeah.
I know that, you know, at least in the UAE and even in Morocco, they would say, you know, we're not terrorists, we're a peaceful country, we're a peaceful
yeah.
religion, we're peaceful, this, that, whatever.
Yeah.
And you could feel it, you know? Mm-hmm. And they know how they're portrayed, you know, in
yeah.
movies and stuff, you know? So mm-hmm. they're super excited to see somebody that's different, that's going to, you know, sing their beautiful country. So they're super excited
yeah.
about it.
I mean, I think at the end, I think at the end of the day, like, the, you know, the dress is different, the food's different, some of the, oh geez, there's like a car alarm going on, hold on, oh, okay, there's, but it's like they're just, they all want the same things that we do, you know, they're all just trying to make a living, trying to find a girlfriend, maybe get married, trying to make some money, get a job, sell, you know, I don't know. It all comes down to really basic stuff to me, you know. Hello?
You can see it everywhere.
Oh.
Yep.
Do you, I mean, I think when we talked back in 2017, you were kind of like pretty burned out on UAE, and now you're jumping back into another offshore gig. Like, how do you, has something changed? Like, do you just feel ready to jump into that again?
Yeah, well, I think part of the struggle of 2017 was because of my mom and the stress that I had not being close to home. So I think that was a big part of it. Yeah, I mean, I loved my job. I loved the opportunities that I had to travel and meet people from all over the place. But yeah, that was mostly due to my mom being sick. So
yeah,
and now I'm ready to jet off again.
Wow.
So.
And is this going to be an open-ended thing, or what's the term for it?
It's a 6-month thing, contract, because it was supposed to open in September, and then it didn't. So they're still building. It's actually at one of Saddam Hussein's old palaces.
Wow.
So there, I guess it was taken over by different military groups and whatnot for soldiers and stuff to live there. So now they're redoing, I think, the housing. So it just kind of kept getting pushed back because the housing wasn't ready. So,
well, you know,
it was like September, and then it was November, then it was, now it's January. So we'll see if that actually comes out.
Well, you know what this means? You're going to have to start smoking cigars and get a gold-plated AK-47.
It's top of my list. Top of my shopping list before I go.
Do you know, like, what your living situation is going to look like? Like, do you know what your apartment, I mean, just basic stuff, like what your apartment looks like and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I think the housing is going to be on campus, okay. I think, for the first while, for students and faculty. Because apparently it's a huge space with, like, 3 lakes or moats or something around it. So it's going to be different.
Yeah.
Anything you've done before, so.
Wow, that's amazing.
We'll see how it goes, but I am excited.
What are some things? What are some things that you like? I mean, when you're gone for that period of time, do you even consider like Portland or the U.S. your home, or does your sort of center of gravity shift where you start to look at like Abu Dhabi as like, this is my home, and Portland's just a place I used to sort of grew up in or something? Or like how do you frame that in your head?
Well, it was my home, but I loved coming home for the summer.
Yeah.
Or to surprise, you know, people back here for things. But I mean, I've been here for now, I think, over a half. And, I mean, it's definitely home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's always a great place to come back to. I sometimes, you know, of course, looking for jobs here, and it hasn't really panned out. For some reason, it's easier to get a job abroad than in Portland.
Wow.
So, for me,
yeah,
I could work at Starbucks or a restaurant, something like that, but,
Wow. Are there things that you start to, other than like friends and family and stuff like that, but like, are there things that you miss? Like, oh, I just wish they had this from back home or something like that?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is pretty amazing.
Gardening space. And I like growing stuff. So that my dad's backyard is full of plants. It's like a little mini jungle. So I think, and rain.
Yeah.
I do love rain, but I'm not sure. I used to hate it, but now I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't have it for very long.
Well, and as a side note, back in 2017 when I was doing my world trip, and I started in February, and I went to all these cold weather countries like Iceland and Scotland and all these places, the first time I had like significant rain on my trip wasn't until I got to Abu Dhabi in the middle of the freaking desert, and we were at your place, and there's like a full-on like lightning storm happening outside. I just thought that was funny.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and then we were in Dubai, and like the whole city of Dubai was like flooding because it was like raining so hard.
Mhm.
Yeah.
That was weird. So still doesn't happen that often, but yes, it followed you.
Well, I'm headed to Lebanon tomorrow.
Yay!
Yeah. Any last minute like recommendations or things I should do or see or no? I don't know. Yeah.
Just eat, wander, and visit.
Yeah.
And meet people.
Outside of Beirut, did you leave Beirut or did you stay in Beirut when?
Mm-hmm. Three or four nights, so I think we stayed in Byblos.
Okay.
It was Byblos. That's just a little teeny town. I think more there.
Okay.
They have some ruins there you can visit and walk around.
And there's Tyre? Tyre or Tyre or something?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go there?
Uh-huh, yeah. No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not. But, yeah, there's these caves you can go to with stalactites and take a little boat in the water. Go to the top of the mountain on those little gondola things. No.
Cool.
My dad's here now.
Oh. Hi, Barry.
Zach says hi. Zach Huffman.
Oh, my God. Huffman?
Ask him if he wants to be on the podcast. I'll make you famous.
but no, you'll love. How long are you going to be in Lebanon?
Like a week, and then I go to Jordan.
Oh, okay.
And then I go to Jordan, and we do our build, and then we go, and uh-huh. we're doing like a group tour of Petra and like Wadi Rum.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I'm stoked. I'm excited.
Are you going to the Dead Sea too?
Yes, I think Dead Sea is on the itinerary.
Okay, good. That's usually the loop. Oh, good. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But no, just Lebanon is fantastic. So.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the food. I'm really excited for the food. I have to say the one letdown is the food here is not that amazing. It's kind of bland. So I'm hoping Lebanon like really exceeds expectations.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hopefully it's delicious.
I did enjoy the koshari though. That was a fun experience.
Yeah, no, those are That is, it's interesting. You're like, wow, there's a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah. All right. Well, any last words of advice for, well, you're such a seasoned traveler. You've like, I know like in the past year, like you went to Senegal, which I still haven't even heard stories about. I think you went to India again? Didn't you go to India again?
No. I went to Mexico.
Okay.
And Senegal. And that's it. I mean, not that that's it, but yeah, those are countries.
What would you say is...
Great, because there's a place you should put on your bucket list.
What would you say is, like, your recipe for a really awesome trip? Like, what would it include?
Oh, just being easygoing. Being easygoing and, let's see, eating whatever's in front of you.
Yeah.
Walking down the street that not many people are on.
Yeah.
And just try not to be scared. And smile and laugh a lot. That's pretty much it.
Well, you're an expert at that. Like, you're the smiley, laughy, like, master.
Oh, he's the smiley, laughy master. Yes. Yes. So.
Yeah. I think for me, like, I did a previous podcast where I talked about, like, I want a little bit of culture, a little bit of partying, a little bit of, like, sort of what I would call, like, spiritual, or, like, it's kind of a combination of, like, relaxation, but also a little bit of a spiritual cleanse kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then the last bucket for me is, like, having an authentic experience. You know, like, if I'm, like, invited to somebody's home for like, a meal, that's, like, the ultimate, you know, kind of thing. And that's hard to just set out to do. I think you have to have a bit of an attitude of just being open to new experiences. And if you start the, like, trip where... If you plan a trip where you're just going to be, like, in a closed loop system, like a resort, I mean, that's great. Like, some people just, that's all they want to do. They want to sit by a pool and drink fruity drinks, and that's great. And, like, but, like, I think if you want to have, like, a real experience, you got to, like, break out of that a little bit and, like, have, you know, just have the attitude of being, like, open to experiences. And if somebody stops you on the street and greets you, like, stop and talk to them and see what they're about and see what I mean, I don't know. That's just, that's my thing.
No, definitely. And some of those spiritual places aren't actually like a mosque or a church or a shrine.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere outdoors or, you know, on top of the hill or whatever, you know, it could be anywhere.
Exactly.
So, well, definitely being open. Which it looks like you are, so...
I know, I've got so many friends now, like, my WhatsApp is just cluttered with, like, all these people that, like, I don't even, like, I met them, like, briefly, and they're, like, texting me, like, are you enjoying Egypt? That's great. America is great. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm like, wait, who are you again?
Where did I meet you?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Muhammad.
Yeah.
You know, Muhammad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that Muhammad. I've met, like, 20 Muhammads. Well, cool. Well, thanks for talking to me, and thanks for being on the podcast.
No, thank you. I hope it turned out okay.
You're amazing. I'm really like in awe of, like, I think one of the things about traveling and, well, and then there's like living abroad, which is a whole nother level, is like you just like get inspired by what other people are doing. And doesn't mean that you have to, like, oh, like, go live in Baghdad to, like, recreate the experience that Aaron's about to have. But, you know, you can, like, do cool things. You can kind of be inspired by something that you're doing and then, you know, like, and, you know, use that to, like have your own adventure somewhere. Maybe not the same exact place, but, like, I don't know. So.
Oh, I agree. Inspiration
to
yourself.
Aw, you're sweet. All right, well, I'm going to get some shut eye. Thanks for taking the time. Say hi to Barry for me.
Okay, will do.
And carve out, set aside some time in December. We'll grab a drink or something.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Sounds great. Okay, take care.
Okay, bye, Aaron.
Have a great time. Bye,
Ed. Bye.